He started off, you know, barely played in the training camp or in the preseason, and then sort of now he's rising up. And what sort of things are you telling him that for he can keep rising and become more fixture in the defense?
Yeah, with Alfonso, I mean, you know, there's a long way to go. There's a lot of things to improve on. You know, he doesn't have a lot of experience in the NFL. Things that we're doing here are different than what he did at Nebraska. So, you know, each week he's growing a little bit. He's getting to see some more things. With him, it's a lot of little things, you know, working on alignments, working on techniques. But, you know, he's making the most of some opportunities. He's doing some good things for us. But, you know, we got a long way to go, and, you know, there's a lot of things that we can improve on, too.
And when you do look, when you talk about improving, and you look back on those first 8 weeks, are there almost like overlapping technique changes you can make to the defense you think might improve some of the, you know, statistical areas where the defense may be a little bit lower in the league?
There are some technique things that we can improve on, and you know, a lot of times it's different with different guys. Maybe one guy's struggling with something and maybe another guy's struggling with something else. You know, and you know, maybe there's some things that we can do structurally to help that, which, you know, those are all things that we take into consideration every week going into the game. You know, and those guys, they're working on the individual things that they can do to get better. And again, you know, with being younger, a lot of the experience those guys get, it helps them. They understand things a little bit better. They see the game a little bit better. They understand the film study a little bit better. And those things will help them improve as we move forward.
Do you think that it's almost like a common, like a bond between them? They're all sort of young. Maybe there's not just one, you know, the wily old veteran who's in the locker room. Does it create some sort of camaraderie between them?
I think in the back end we have a very close-knit group. I think those guys, they have a good chemistry together. They work very hard. You know, they're here all the time. They watch film together. They're working to improve. You know, there's some good things that we've done, you know, and there's some things that we need to improve on. And I think those guys are all headed in the right direction. And I think the key thing for them is all of them have kind of stayed the course. They understand what we're trying to do. We're trying to improve each day. We're trying to get better on some things. And, you know, and then when we have some bumps in the road, they know, okay, well, we got to go and we got to try to fix this and we got to make this better. And then sometimes, you know, it's a matter of, you know, okay, well, you know, the other team, they got good players. They'll make plays too. Sometimes we're technique sound there. And, you know, other times it's okay. Well, if I just do this little thing better here, you know, then the result will be a little bit better.
Do you think maybe that the last game against St. Louis was an example of staying calm, you know, first drive of the game, big play, and then really from there on, wasn't any big plays. It was sort of more business as usual. Is that part of what you preach on a weekly basis, just staying flat?
Well, I think, you know, from a defensive perspective, and especially in the back end, one of the things that we talk about is, you know, you got to play with patience. You can't play with panic, you know. So, and the most important play is the next play. Whether the play that happens good, bad, or indifferent, you need to move on and play the next play, which is, again, the key process of our whole learning process here is just trying to get better with each play, each day. And that's why today is so great. And the bye week, it gives us an opportunity to improve on techniques today and try to get better today. And then, you know, moving forward next week.